another opportunity another day. Let's go to 174.
Request of Emily Triggs to address council regarding community source capital.
Good morning.
Hi, thank you for having me, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Emily Triggs. I'm the Oregon Director for a social enterprise called Community Source Capital. I'm here today just to simply introduce you to our organization and our enterprise, and then also ask to find ways to partner with the city to expand our impact. Community Source Capital set out to strengthen local economies by creating a way for small businesses to source capital directly from the community around them. Community Source Capital runs a crowd lending platform where businesses can raise anywhere from $5,000 to $50,000 of loan capital sourced directly from people around them who already know and love that business. The way that it works is that companies apply with us, and we approve them to use our platform, and then they run campaigns for 30 days on our web platform. And they invite their friends, family, customers, neighbors, other business owners to buy something called a square. A square is a really simple mechanism. It's basically a $50 increment of the overall loan. And as a citizen, you can buy anywhere from 1 to 20 squares in a particular business. It's not a donation and it's not an investment because there's no interest on it, but folks get paid back exactly what they put in. So it's kind of a sharing mechanism, really. We don't charge any interest on the loans either. Instead, we charge a small fee for businesses to use the platform. Some examples of some businesses that we've worked with here in Portland, actually right downstairs, Happy Cup Coffee, you raised a loan with us to open their new location in North Portland. Plywork, they're a small photo manufacturing plant in southeast Portland. They were investing in some new machinery in their manufacturing facilities. North Street Bags, a bag maker, also in southeast, was investing in some inventory. As you know, it can be really difficult for companies of this size to access capital through traditional sources like banks for a variety of reasons. And what's really unique about our program is that we found an efficient way to do microlending because the underwriting is based on social capital, trust, and reputation that a business has built in the community versus collateral or credit or other things that traditional banks will do. So the system is really working. So far, we're 2 years old. We're based actually out of Seattle, and I'm here in Portland as the Oregon director. But so far, we've done 45 loans. We've lent over $600,000 of capital and engaged more than 4,000 individual square holders, which are the lenders in the system. So far, all of our loans are in good standing, and a third of the capital that we've lent has come back to us. Three of the businesses that we've worked with have come back for a second loan. And I'm here today because we're looking for partners for ways to grow our work. Actually, in Seattle, where we're based, we've already developed a partnership with the City of Seattle where they'll help market the opportunities to other small businesses in the area that might be interested. And also, they've helped bring it to neighborhoods, low-income neighborhoods, and minority-owned business owners in Seattle. And also, we're developing a partnership with them where there's a matching capital fund where the city is matching loans that are raised from the community because they see the value in the model and the connections that can be made from citizens and business owners. So in conclusion, I just hope that you'll join us on this journey because really we set out not just to make loans but to really transform the way that people think about money in their community.
Mm. Thanks very much.
Mayor, a couple thoughts. First is that what we often hear, what we regularly hear from our small business friends is they have trouble accessing capital. And we invited Emily to come speak today because we thought this is such an innovative idea, this idea of using crowdsourcing to help raise capital. And the fact that the community public offerings became legal as of January in Oregon. So it took a change in the law to allow this to happen. And I think a number of us have visited the Plyworks plant in the Central East Side. Whenever their work is very distinctive because what they do is they put photographic images on wood, and they also frame things interesting with wood. Mm-hmm. Some people actually have business cards made up of wood that, mm-hmm. that they fabricate. And they're in the Central East Side. They're one of those maker businesses that is flourishing. And we were also struck by the fact that this idea was blossoming in Seattle, but the good folks at Community Source Capital thought it was time to have a Portland branch and to be working here. So we're going to talk to Venture Portland and some of our partners about making sure the small business community knows about this opportunity. But we also wanted to welcome Emily because this is, we think, a great idea that will help some people who can't access traditional capital fill the gap with crowdsourcing.
That's great. In fact, the very next item on our council calendar this morning is about minority contracting. I think there are a lot of folks that are here for other business that might be interested in hearing about this new program. And then also the Portland Development Commission, in addition to Venture Portland, ought to hear more. So I was just over visiting some of the small makers in the Central East Side last week. And, you know, this is so well configured for the kind of business growth we've got in the city, which is mostly small businesses, a lot of them. And it's really, really great. So I'm glad, Commissioner, you invited Emily here. I'm glad to hear about what you're doing and look forward to hearing more.
I think I'll beat Commissioner Fritz to the punch. Could you tell us about your website and where people, where people can get additional information about your services?
It's just communitysourcecapital.com, but there's lots of info.
And where's your office?
Actually, I'm located in, do you know Craft 3? They're a community lender here. I am located in their office.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Great.
Emily, thanks for coming and joining us.
Thanks. Look forward to working with you. Thanks. Thank you.